better, and how can schools develop it? Our reporter Sandra Berg has been to one school to find out.
Walk down the corridor of King's Leadership Academy, knock on a class door, and a pupil, not a teacher, will welcome you.
Hi, I'm Jill Furnival. I'm the greeter for today for history. We're learning about Hitler's rise to power from the 1920s to the end of 1930s. When I'm older, I'd like to be a pharmacist and I'd like to go to Liverpool John Moores University. Any questions?
No, that's a lot of information. You've thought about it quite hard?
Yeah.
What year group are you in?
I'm in year 10.
Every child has to take their turn to be a greeter, to introduce themselves to visitors, to say what they're learning and what they plan to do when they leave. It's one of the many ways the school sets out to build pupils' confidence and character.
Can you write today's hypothesis? It's on the board. The Nazis only came to power because of the Wall Street crash.
Classes are small, just 24 children. There's a long school day, from 8.30 till 4:30. There are academic subjects, there's lots of sport, lots of arts, and public speaking, philosophy and ethics. Every classroom is named after a leading university. This history room is called Manchester. Aspiration is, quite literally, the school's mantra.
Together we are kings. Credimus.
Kings, one, two, three. Aspire!
Andy Ray is Associate Principal.
We believe that by constantly reinforcing these key messages and key values, our students will be able to do the right thing at the right time in the right way when no one's watching and when pressure to do something different or wrong is high.
These routines and techniques are more common in America, especially in successful charter schools in deprived neighbourhoods. They believe developing character is as important as rigorous academic skill. Their methods have taken students from the ghetto to the Ivy League. The founders of King's Leadership Academy hope their students will get from Warrington, one of the more deprived parts of England, to leading universities.
Let for first to Cranwell.
As lunch break ends, the entire school lines up by class. The pupil at the front leads the way back to lessons. Students here help maintain the tight discipline. Joe is leader of the student parliament and he sits on the student court judging pupils who've misbehaved.
We will ask them why they did it, what they did it, how they think they'll change, and then we will deal a suitable punishment for them. We've never had to expel someone from King's or give any suspensions. I think the most severe is the Saturday detentions.
The values are drilled into pupils while they're in school. But what happens beyond the gates? I asked Joe and others in the student parliament what their friends from other schools thought of King's.
I have friends from other schools, and when we'll go out together, you can see the difference. Like, the people from here have, like, better ways of solving problems.
I would say that this school is different from other schools because it has a lot more discipline and, like, in a lot of other schools, there's people who mess about and there's quite a lot of bullying, whereas King's, they don't tolerate bullying at all.
Because we stand out for doing things like on special occasions, the teachers have to wear robes, we have a tie ceremony when we first join. I think it's the fact that we're so different that we stand out and we get a bit of stick off other people for that.
Squad, squad, shun.
Parading in the playground in army fatigues and berets, the school's combined cadet force. CCF is a rarity in state schools, but in this summer's budget, the government promised £50 million to expand it, especially into deprived areas. It's all part of Nicky Morgan's focus on character. King's Leadership Academy won the Department for Education's first National Character Award earlier this year. But the Education Secretary has declined to say exactly what she thinks character is or how schools should teach it.
Sandra Berg reporting, the time at 9:15. You only have to look